So we knew when we started the idea of having a conversation on what this agreement might mean, when we had in the past debates around APIC, around the MAI, around the GATS, around a whole lot of those kinds of issues, and I can see a number of veterans here, that we have domestic issues that we can seek to raise in this context. But when it comes to this particular agreement, described as an agreement for the 21st century, that is setting the rules for the next 100 years in this country, about policy and regulation across a whole range of domains, the terms that will be set in this agreement will be set by the US. Because if the US wants to walk away from this agreement, then there will be no agreement. And so, with great respect to our negotiators, this is not a level playing field. And we thought that the most useful way for us to get a grasp of the realities of what will be demanded in this agreement is to invite Lori Wallach down to talk to us about the realities of what the US corporate sector is expecting, what their experiences of the model of agreements that the US will be insisting on has been, and what the politics are that will frame what happens with these negotiations at the US end. Because that, in many ways, is going to frame what battles those of us who want to have a debate about this here have to engage. And I know that there are many in the room who have diverse views on this. And some old comrades, such as Fran, we go back a long way on this, we know the value, though, of a debate on this. And I think, you know, for our purposes, this is about launching that debate, and there is no one better to help us do that than Laurie. Laurie is the director of the Global Trade Watch Division at Public Citizen, which is a non-profit organisation in the US that engages in research and analysis and litigation and a whole range of what we would call public good work around the trade issues. And Laurie is engaged constantly in lobbying with those on the Hill and is deeply immersed in the political realities in the US. She's also a Harvard-trained lawyer, which means that she understands the realities of these texts and not simply little rhetoric about what we're told they stand for. And she works with a coalition of people throughout the US and beyond who are seeking, again, to get some understanding about what these agreements mean for our countries and our people. We first met back at APEC in 1996 in Manila, and so it's especially good to have the opportunity to renew acquaintances, not only myself, but many others that we meet in Auckland who are dealing with aspects of these issues. So please